Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Kilstein. Maseches Gittin has been dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
Okay, we're holding here in Gittin Daf Lamed, and just first I want to be mashlim two small things from yesterday's daf. One is the machlekes of Rav Ashi and Marbe Rav Ashi, and then the idea of Shliach Shalei Nitan LeGerushin. So Rav Ashi, so he comes and he says, Imeis Rishon Batlo Kulon, that if you have a Shliach, is a Shliach, and then the first Shliach was Meis, so then the Shliach Sheni cannot perform his Shlichus. Why not? Because the Shliach Sheni has to come Mikoyach, the Shliach Rishon. So if the Shliach Rishon is not around anymore, then Batlo HaYisoid, Nafal HaBinyan. So Marbe Rav Ashi says, Hod Abba Dekat Nusahi, Ilu Meis Baal Mida Meshoshe Yisbehu, Kulo mikoyach man ka'osu, mikoyach de bel ka'osu. So Marbe Rav Ashi says, what my father said, it's not correct. He said it bekatnusa when he was a small child. And he brings a raya. What's his raya? That it can't be true, because if the baal is meis, then we see, then avada, it's not going to help anymore. So from the fact that it's totally in the mises habaal, so we see that everybody is mikoyach, it's mikoyach the baal, that he's the shliach of the baal, and not the shliach of the shliach. So first of all, so there's a kashi here that we've mentioned this idea before, the Beis Meir, so he wants to understand that what's the raya of Marbe Rav Ashi? Maybe the reason why Meis Habal, so everything is batal, maybe it's not because that he's really a shliach the baal, maybe he's really a shliach the shliach, and therefore it'll be tali in the Shmises HaShliach. So why is it that if Meis HaBaal bat l'kulam? Very simple. Because after Meis HaBaal, so she's not married anymore. If she's not married anymore, it's batal poka rishusei. If it's poka rishusei, then there is nothing to divorce anymore. So obviously there's no makom to do a gerushin. What's the raya from the Meis HaBaal that he's a shliach the baal? Maybe the only reason why it's dependent on the Meis HaBaal is not because of the shlichus, but rather because of the poka rishusei. So what did the Beis Meir answer? The Beis Meir answer is his famous answer, that because we're speaking about Zikuk Aliyibum, because we're speaking about the case that there is a Zik Aliyibum, so the it's not Paka Rishusei, but rather that because the Yisoid of Yibum is to be Mekayim, the Ishus Hameis, so therefore the Ishus is still around even after he dies, and therefore, mitzad the fact Paka Rishusei, it wouldn't be a problem, but often that there's a Zik Aliyibum, because it's not Paka Rishusei, and therefore from the fact that nevertheless everybody agrees that Meis HaBaal Batal Kulam, we can see a raya that the Shliach Sheni is in fact a Shliach Debal. Now that's the first issue. Now, keeping that in mind, so I want to move on to the second issue, and you're going to see that the Ktzayis Mamish says Pum Faket. So the Mishnah Melech in Perek Vav, Halacha Tezayin, so he has a suffix, that it's true that Marbe Rav Ashi says that the Shliach Sheni is a Shliach Debal and he's not a Shliach the Shliach. However, does that mean that he's Mamish not connected at all to the Shliach Rishon? That the fact is, the Maisa, who made you? The Shliach Rishon, he's the one who made you. What's the Nafkamina? He wants to know, he's Mistabek, can the Shliach Rishon be Mevatel the Shliach Sheni or not? And he brings that the Maharam Padua, so he's Masik, that he could, that the Shliach Rishon is able to be Mevatel the Shliach Sheni. So the Ktzayis in Kuf Peiches, Sivkot and Beis, so he doesn't understand. On the one hand, you're saying that if Meis HaShliach, so then it doesn't matter. The Shliach Sheni can still perform the Shlichus. But on the other hand, you say that he could be Mevatel. If he could be Mevatel, then you're saying that he's really Shliach Derishon. You're not saying he's not really Shliach Debal. So how does this make sense? Zok the Ktzayis, we see from here that really, what is the machlekes Marbe Rav Ashi with Rav Ashi? It's not the pshat that machlekes if it's a shliach debal or shliach or it's the shliach to shliach. Really, even Marbe Rav Ashi also agrees that he's a shliach to shliach. It's just, why does he disagree? He holds that misa is not mafkia shlichus. It's not the pshat that he holds the shliach debal. It's the pshat he's really the shliach to shliach. It's just he disagrees with the nafkamina that you, Rav Ashi, thought that because you're shliach to shliach, so therefore meis ha-shliach, so it's paka to shlichus. No, nothing doing. Just because he's meis, it's not a reason to be mafkia the shlichus. So why, if that's the case, if misa sabal is the problem? Very simple. Because over there, it's paka rishusei. So this is what I meant, that the ktzayis is mamish pum fakert. from the Beis Meir, that the Ksais is learning that the Pshat in Mar Bar Vashi is that there's no problem of Pakar Shlichus, is only a problem of Pakar Bishusay. So what's the problem? The Ksais is Geferlach in Pshat, because it's come out Mefurish. The Mar Bar Vashi is saying that it's Kulu Mikoyach Baal Ka'asu. He says Mamish Mefurish. So first of all, in Pshat in our Sugya, so it doesn't shin the Ksais. Also, we learned earlier, the Rashi and the Av Chavches, that he says Mefurish, that it is Pakar Bishusay B'misa. So if that's the case, so it's come to the Shaila, that how is the Mar and Padua going to understand? So there's Maisa, there's a different Mahalach. And that is the Mahalach of Rabbi Isser Zalman in Evan Ezel, Perek Vav of Hilchas Avadim. So he's Masbir, that in a Chinami, that Mitzat, if I ask you, whose Shliach are you? He's really the Shliach Habal. That is the Machlaikis between Mar Ravashi and Ravashi. Are you the Shliach Habal, or are you the Shliach? And nevertheless, Zakhtar Bissazamin, even though he's the Shliach of the Baal, but nevertheless, there's a halacha of Osi Dibur or Mevatol Dibur, that because that the fact is that the one who made you, the Dibur, that made the Shliach Sheni, was the Dibur of the Shliach Rishon, so therefore it's in his right to be Mevatol that Dibur, Mikoyach the halacha of Osi Dibur, Mevatol Dibur, and therefore the fact that the Maran Padua says you can Mevatol the Shlichus is in fact not a stira to Mar Bar Avashi, that really it's Mikoyach, the Shlichus Habal. Okay, the last thing I want to speak about is what the Gemara speaks about, the Shliach Shalainita Nagerishin. The Gemara speaks about a person that he wanted to divorce his wife, and the Shliach didn't know his wife. So he said, no problem, that my friend Abra Bar Minyumi, he knows my wife, so you find Abra Bar Minyumi, and then Abra Bar Minyumi will give it to my wife. So he went, and he looked, and he searched for Abra Minyumi, and he couldn't find Abra Bar Minyumi. So he found a Bezdin. And the Bezdin says, no problem. We know Abba Rabban Yumi. Give it to us. And then we'll give it to Abba Rabban Yumi, who will in fact give it to the Isha. To which Rav Safra said that nothing doing, you can't do that. That you can't give it to Abba Rabban Yumi. He has to give it to Abba Rabban Yumi. Why? Because he's a Shliach Shalainita Nagerishin. Because he's a Shliach Shalainita Nagerishin. Therefore, it only works if he gives it to Abba Rabban Yumi and not if you give it to Abba Rabban Yumi. So the Rishayim and the Acharonim, so they all want to understand what in the world is the Gemara talking about. What is the issue of Shliach Shalainita Nagerishin that makes it that he can't give it over to the Bezdin? And I just want to give you the different Mahachim. So the Ritva, so he really asked it as a question. He says that why can't the Shliach give over to the Bezdin this Shlichus, that he's a Shliach to make a Shliach. He's a Shliach to appoint Abra Bar Minyumi. So why can't he make the Bezdin a Shliach to, in fact, mitzad Shliach is a Shliach, that they should be able to appoint Abra Bar Minyumi as a Shliach? So the Ritva says that in a chinami, that mitzad Shlichus he could. Narvas, that the problem is not the Shlichus. The problem is not that if he would give it over to the Bezdin would give it over to Abra Minyumi. The issue here is not the issue of Shlichus on the Gerishin, but rather it's a whole different issue entirely. The Ritva brings from the Rabbeinu Pinchas. The Rabbeinu Pinchas explained that what the Gemara means to ask of Shliach Shalainit on the Gerishin, it's a specific halacha in the Kiyum HaGet, that because we're speaking about a case that he had to be Mekayim the Get, he had to say Befani Nechta, Befani Nechta. That's what the Gemara means when it says Mesor Milach Kaman. What's the Milach? It means Befani Nechta, Befani Nechta. Because we're speaking about Kiyum HaGet, so the halacha is that the Ne'manus of a Shliach to say Befani Nechta, Befani Nechta was only said on a Shliach Legarish, and it wasn't said on a Shliach that's not Legarish, which is the case over here. He's only a Shliach to make a Shliach. Okay, what's Shver on the Ritva is that it would sound from the Sugya that the only problem is that giving it to Bezdin, who's going to give it to Abba Rabban Yumi. But what if he himself would give it to Abba Rabban Yumi? It sounds like if that would have happened, it would have been great. Whereas according to Ritva, even if that would happen, it wouldn't be great, because Tachlis, we have no Kiyum Haget here. Now, the next Mahalach is also a Shver Mahalach. That's the Mahalach of the Pnei Yeshua. That Pnei Yeshua, without quoting the Ritva, he also quotes this question of the Ritva. And so he says that you know what's going on here? That he says, it must be that we're not, the problem is not the Shliach or the Shliach. It must be that really, I made Abba Rabban Yumi a Shliach Shaloi Befanov. Okay? And so what's the Shliach doing Bechlav? So the Shliach is just a Maisa Koif Ba'alma. He's doing a Maisa Koif Ba'alma. You can give the get to the Shliach get with a Maisa Koif Ba'alma. That's a famous Shaila that we pass in the Maisa, that you can give the physically the get, to with the mail, with the mail system, the postal service that you can use to send a get, as long as you make the shlichus on the phone, so you have the tziva, but the actual mesiras haget physically can be done with a ma'isa koif ba'alma. So that's what the Pnei Yeshua says, that this shliach over here, he was doing a ma'isa koif ba'alma. And so therefore, why? So what's the problem? What's the shliach shalim to negerishin? So the Pnei Yeshua says, a doichek, that what it means is that it's a tznai of the Baal. There's a tznai of the Baal, the tachlis, that it's the he understood from the Baal that he has a kpeda, that it should only be you and not anybody else. It's as if he said that you and not anybody else, and because of the kpeda sabal, mitzat tznai bi'alma, not because of hilchos shlichus, not because of hilchos gerishin, just because of tznai bi'alma, so it's going to be possible to get. So what's shver on this? So what's shver on this is that the kasha, that the Ritva mentions, so where is the b'fani nechta b'fani nechtam? If he's a ma'isa koif, then certainly... he's not going to be neman to say b'fani nechta b'fani nechtan. So then according to the Ben Shua, it's shver how tachlis, how we're going to be machshir the get. So now the next mahalach is the mahalach that the Meiri says, and the same, this can be found also in the Chasam Sefer and Samach Vavim and Beis, and this is also the idea in the Ktzois in Siman Reish Mem Dalit, that what the Gemara means when it says shliach shalaynita nageveshin, it means to say that it's mili loy mimserin l'shliach. Mamish, that sugya that we spent so much time on yesterday, that mili mimserin l'shliach, that's what the Gemara means. And because it's loynita nageveshin, so because he's only appointed to make a shliach, he's not appointed to the geveshin, so it's not a ma'isa gomer, it's only mili, and because it's only mili, so ein shliach, oysa shliach. So it's interesting, why is it mili? So the Ktzais, so he goes with the Kaddish Meradish. He says that because Avraham Ben Yumi, so he can choose not to be a Shliach Halacha. So because Avraham Ben Yumi doesn't have to do it, so it's not Tali Biratzoin HaShliach. So because it's not Tali Biratzoin HaShliach, so that's why it's Mili. But the Chasam Sefer and the Miri, they don't say that. Pashtis, what they mean is that Das alein, because being appointed shliach is not the gemar hadavar, so like we saw in the Mordechai, so that's why it's called mili, and because it's not a ma'aseh gomer, and that al kopanim the echshehu, so the because it's mili, so mili lemimsu nashiach, and therefore ein shliach ois a shliach. Finally, so Reb Shimon, he's not so freedom with that mahalach. In Lamdas, he is tefreden with it. It's just he doesn't like the fact that the Gemara uses this new lashon of shliach shalaynit nita negerishin, and therefore he thinks that the Gemara here is saying a new yisaid. Zakhtar of Shimon, so what's the yisaid? The yisaid is that anybody who wants to perform anything in a gerishin, so he says, tzarech sheyismane, he has to get his koyach, oy mehabal, ba'atzmoy, oy mimi shekibal hakoyach shakol inyan hagerishin, diyochol ligmor es kol Pa'ulas Hagerishin. That you have to get your koyach either from the Baal or from somebody who's b'makom Baal, because he got from the Baal the entire Inyan Hagerishin. So anybody who wants to perform anything in the Gerishin has to get his power from the Baal or the Bayi Koychai of the Baal. And says Reb Shimon, so this is where he brought, we mentioned at the beginning of yesterday's shir, we mentioned that Reb Shimon's chakira of what is the yisoid of shliach oisa shliach, is the pshat in shliach oisa shliach that it's a din me'elav, that because he's kamaisai, so therefore he's able to give it over, or is the pshat that he has to get that koyach from the Baal? It's a special koyach of appointing shluchim, and he has to get that from the Baal. So Reb Shimon is masik like the second sad, and therefore this din of appointing shluchim, I have to get either from the Baal or from the Bayi Koyach of the Baal. And therefore, over here, that to appoint Abba Bar Minyumi, I have to get the Koyach either from the Baal or from a person who's B'malkom HaBaal. And because this Shliach, he wasn't Shliach Shalein to Negerishin, he was only a Shliach, only on appointing a Shliach, so he's not Bayi Koyach of the Baal. So therefore, I can't get from him a Koyach of appointing shluchim. So says Rav Shimon, that is the yisoid of shliach shalanita on the gerishin. What's fascinating is that more or less, that's really how the other achrayim understand the chisaron of mili. That's exactly how they understand the mili, that there's no such thing as shlichus, of giving over a shlichus, unless you're coming from the Baal HaKoyach. Narvas, the Rav Shimon himself, he didn't learn mili like that. Rav Shimon himself learned that the yisoid of mili is really a vort in the tzivay habal. And like we said yesterday, so that's in the world of Reb Shimon, so mili and shliach shalanit negerishin is really two different inyanim. So tachlis, everybody really agrees in the lamdas of what is the yisoid of shliach shleinit on the gerushin. The yisoid is that the shliach sheni can't get a tzivoy from a shliach that his only mahus is to be appointing shliachim. He has to get it either from the baal or from the bayi koichai of the baal. It's just that it's a semantic thing that the other achrenim call that's a chisaron of mili, and Rav Shimon he calls that a new yisoid of shliach shleinitan legerushin. I'll call upon him. That is the different mahalchim that either you have the ritva, that the problem here is the problem of the kiyum haget, or you have the pnei yeshua, that there's a problem in the tnai ba'alma, or that you have the machayik, the meiri, and the imir moshe, and the ktzois, that's midin milu l'misun shliach, or the yisoid of Reb Shimon, that's a new din, that anybody who's being poil for the get has to get his koyach either from the baal or the bayi koyach of the baal. Okay, now finally we're up to Ardav. And so the Mishnah teaches us that Hamalva Mois as a coin vesaleva vesani, Leois Mafish Alean Michelkon, Mafish Alean Becheskas Shehen Kayomen. So the point of the Mishnah is really just to tell us a very simple thing, that you don't have to be choshesh that the guy has died, but there are agav, so we learned about this amazing thing, this amazing concept of that the person can lend money to a coin and say that, you know what, you know how the Piroin Chayv is going to take place? It's going to be that I have tefuah, right? So I'm going to take from my tefuah the truma gedola, and so instead of giving it to you, it should be yours because you're the coin, right? But instead of giving it to you, so I'm going to sell it to somebody else, and he's going to give me money for it, and that money is going to be as if the pirayon chayv. Why? Because it's really yours. I'm selling your stuff, and I'm getting money from your stuff, so it's as if I'm getting the money from you, and that's going to be considered the pirayon hachayv. So the Gemara says, hey, wait a second, but he never got the tefuah. How can you say that it's his tefuah if he never got the tefuah? So the Gemara says, three terutzim. I want to focus on the terutzim of Rav and Shmuel. First of all, Rav says that we're speaking about makire kahuna, and Shmuel speaks about so first, about the sugya of makire kahuna. So the question is, how does makire kahuna work? Why, just because he's my friend, why does that make it that it's his? So it's a lot of shittas rishonim. It's four shittas rishonim I want to speak about. Rashi, Tosfos, the Ritva, and the Rashbam. And so we'll take it one by one. Rashi is by us. Rashi, the Ramascho makire kahuna. So zokt Rashi, so how does it work? That Aschi lohushar kahani da'atayu. That the other kahanim, so they have hesach hadas, v'havi k'mandamati liyadayu dahani. And because the other kahanim, all the other kahanim of the entire world, they have hesach hadas, so melo by default, so it belongs to him. So what does Rashi mean? So the stipler in Bava Basra, Simon Laman Zayin, so he's Masbir, that there's an important yesoid, and that is that even before I give the matas kahuna to the kohen, but just because I mafresh it, the mere fact that I say that this is truma, so the din of the truma is that it belongs to the shevet kahuna. That's something that we see many times, that any time that I'm not giving truma, it's considered gezel kohen. So we see that it's considered that it already belongs to the kohanim. Which kohen? All of them. That they're a big family, and the family kohanim, the shevet kahuna, so they all have a shutfus in all of the matnas kahuna before I give it. So what happens when I'm giving it to a certain kohen? So what am I doing? I'm being miyachid it from the bailus of the shevet kahuna. I'm being miyachid to one. So says the stipler that what Rashi means to say when he says hesachadas is that batzem it should belong to the entire family of the kohanim. But because everybody else is Masiach Das, so who's left? So it's as if that there's only one coin left in the entire world. What would be if all the Kohanim Chas V'Shalom would die except for one? So all the Matas Kuna in the entire world would by default belong to him because he's the only representative of the entire Shevet Kuna, Zok Rashi. So the same thing by Hesach Hadas, because they're Masiach Das, so they lose their Shchuyas in the Matas Kuna, so it's as if he's the only coin left, and by default, so he's Zoyche in the Matas Kuna. Okay, that was Rashi. Rashi is more or less straightforward. That what's a little bit more complicated is Shitas Tosfos. Tosfos is not here. Tosfos is in Bava Basra, Dav Kuv Chav Gimel Amud Beis. So over there, so the Gemara also brings in Makiri Kuna, and over there it's discussing that a kohen can be Moirish the Matnas Kuna to his descendants after he dies, that even though it never got to him because it's Makiri Kuna. So Tosfos over there wants to understand how he's zoicha to it. So Zok Tosfos, based on a Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Memtes, that the Gemara says that there's something called Matana Muetes. What does it mean, Matana Muetes? That if I promise my friend that I'm going to give him a Matana Muetes, so the halacha is that it's Asur Lachzer Boy. That it says if I did was Chozer Bari, so it's Bata, but until I was Chozer, so it's Asur Lachzer Boy. And Zok Tosfos, because it's Asur Lachzer Boy, so that is the how Matana Muetes works. That is how Makiri Kahuna works. So everybody asks on Tosfos, it's very nice that it's Asur Lachzer Boy, but how does that make it that he's kainer? So the Ktzois says a very interesting thing. The Ktzois says in Simin Reish Ayin Ches, Sifkat and Tezvav, so he says that if you look at the sugya over there, so it's just discussing if you're considered Muchzuk. So Zok the Ktzois that we see from Tosfos, that if you want to know if something is considered Roy or is considered Muchzuk, so as long as that it seems like it's going to get there, that there's reason to believe that it's going to get there, even if the reason is just because of an Isser, but because the chances are it's going to get there, that is considered Muchzuk. And therefore, Zok Tekzai Sechidish, that Hu Adin, if a person is Nishba to his friend, he's going to give him something, so the fact that he's Nishba also makes it that it's considered Muchzuk and not Roy, Nafkamina for Bukhar, like it says over there. So that is the first mahalach that of the Ktzois that we see from here, that the getter of Mochzuk is dependent on if the chances are it's going to get there, and therefore it's enough that it's Asur Lachzabai. What's the problem with the Ktzois? The problem is Arasugya, because in Arasugya we're not speaking about if it's Mochzuk or Roy, that's nothing, it's not what we're handling whatsoever. What's it say by us? It says that it's considered Piroin Hachoiv. It says that because of the Zedin Makiri Kuna, so it's considered that these are the matanos of the person who owes me money, and therefore when I'm selling it, it's considered that his money is getting back to me. So by us, it's not going to work whatsoever to say Mochzuk, so the Ktzois Bedas Tosfos is very shver from our sugya. The second mahalach is the mahalach of Rav Elchanan. Rav Elchanan in Bava Basra, Ois Shin Ayin Ches. So he brings a very, very good diuk that if you look in Tosfos in Ksubis, Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, so Tosfos is discussing, it's the famous Tosfos, because Tosfos is discussing that sometimes you can have a kinyan without a Maisa Kinyan, that you can have a kinyan with just Gemira's Das Ba'alma. So everybody brings this Tosfos as a raya, because there's a big chakira in every Kenyan. What's the Iker? Is it the Maisa Kenyan or is it the Gemiras Das? So you see from Tosfos that the Iker is the Gemiras Das. But Betoch HaDvarim, if you look in Tosfos, so he says, he brings a raya to this idea that you can have a Kenyan with Gemiras Das Be'alma. From where? From the halacha of Matana Muetes, from Bava Metzia Daf Memtes. So Zok Rav Elchanan, what's Tosfos talking about? That, what does it say in Bava Metzia Daf Memtes? It just says it's Asur Lachzer Boy. It doesn't say anything about having a Kenyan. Zok Rav Elchanan, that we see Betas Tosfos, that Tosfos understood that Matan Muetes, even though it's only also Lachzer, but you could be Chozer, but until you're Chozer, it's really Chal the Kenyan. Zok Rav Elchanan, that just like sometimes that just by every Kenyan, so you have Toch Kedei Dibor that you can be Chozer back. So by Matan Muetes, it's a longer time that you're able to be Chozer back, but until you're Chozer back, according to Tosfos, it's Chal the Kenyan. Why? Because the din is that with Gemiras Das, you can have a Kenyan. So I'll call upon him. That is the Rav Elchanan's Mahalach and Tosfos, that Shitas HaTosfos really is that because it's Mekri Kuna, so you have a lot of Gemiras Das, and that's why it's really Chal the Kenyan. The third Mahalach and Tosfos is the Nesivis. The Nesivis is Reish Ayin Ches, and the same thing as the Ktzois. And I'm going to put the Nesivis together with the Stipler. The Stipler is in Simen Lamed Zayin Bava Basra. Even though the Stipler himself thinks that he's disagreeing with the Nesivis. Okay, yeah, take a look at the Nesivis inside. You'll tell me what you think. But I'll call upon him that both of them are saying that really Tosfos isn't saying so different than what we said in Rashi. Meaning that what we say in Rashi, the Aleph Beis of the Mekiri Kuna is that there's a musuk that it's Shevet Kahuna. That it's not the pshat that I need to give it from me to him. Rather, he was already a shutuf before we started, because it belongs to all the Kahanim, and he's also a Kohen. So all we need to do is to be Messiah to get rid of the rest of the Kohanim. So Rashi, how did he take care of that problem? He said that because they're Messiah Das. So Tosfos, so he had a different way of getting rid of the other Kahanim, and that was because of the din of Matana Muetes, that because it's Asur Lachzer Boy, so because it's Asur Lachzer Boy, that is what is miyachidit to this particular kohen. Meaning to say that before I'm miyachid a certain koyin, so it belongs to everybody, and the Torah gives me the koyach to be mesayim to a particular koyin, we call that Tovas Hana. So even if Tovas Hana is ein amamun, but nevertheless, it's a koyach that the Torah gives me in order to be miyachid. So, zok the stipler, that how do I fulfill my yichud, how do I fulfill my siyum to this particular person? Maybe I don't need to actually make a kinyan to him. Maybe as long as I make a hischaivus to myself, that it's also lachsaboy, that's going to be enough of a siyum, that is going to be a fulfillment of the Tovas Hana, and therefore it will stop being the Maman HaShevet, and Ayideh, the Koyach of Tovas Hana, it will be the personal property of the particular Koyach that I wanted it to be. So that is how Tosis deals with this problem of getting it from the communal Shevet Kahuna Bailus to the personal Bailus, but the Shorish Hadavar of how it got out of my Rishus, in that he agrees with Rashi that the Aleph Beis is that it belongs to the Shevet Kahuna, and the only thing that Makiri Kahuna has to take care of is how to get rid of all the other Kahanim. According to Rashi, it's very simple, because Hesach Hadas. According to Tosis, it's a Kiyum of the Din. That's considered something which is miyachidit. According to this Mahalach and Tosfos, so we could be miyashiv a very strong kasha that the Achronim ask on Tosfos, and that is the kasha of the Machne Ephraim in Zichia Matana Simen Tes, that he says that he doesn't understand how Rav is saying over here Makiri Kuna, because if you look in Bava Metzia Daf Mem Tes, so this whole halacha of Matana Muetes is a machlekes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. That Rabbi Yochanan, in fact, says that there's a halacha of Matana Muetes that is also lachsabay. But if you look at Rav over there, that Rav holds that Matana Muetes is nothing at all. That it's mutter lachsabay. So therefore, frekt the Machne Ephraim, how can Tosfos say that Makiri Kuna is really based on the halacha of Matana Muetes? Hare Rav doesn't hold of Matana Muetes. That's a bamba kasha. That's a very, very difficult kasha. According to the stipler, so it could be that there's Mokum V'yashuv. Could be that the only time that the Rav said that Matana Muetes is Motul Achsboi, that's only when I'm trying to get it from my Rishus to somebody else's Rishus. But because it doesn't leave my Rishus, so in fact, it's also Achsboi. Maybe there's Malcolm to say that when it's just being Misayim from the Shevet Kahuna to the particular person, Bekhagavna, maybe Rav will agree that there is a Musuk of also Achsboi. Anyway, that's one kasha that's asked on Tosfos. The second kasha is the kasha of Reb Shimon in Shavu Yoshesh Sharhei Perek Zayin. So the Reb Shimon over there is handling Tosis and Bava Metzia Davav and Mabez. The Tosis and Bava Metzia over there, so he's handling a case that it's Mavur, that it's really Sufik if I'm Mukhuyiv to give Trumas and Maestros or not. And nevertheless, it's Mavur and Tosis that there is a Musuk of Makiri Kahuna, that Makiri Kahuna is going to make it, that even though I don't have to give it, but if he's Tovis it, so lamav kinamine. So, Fact of Shimon, if the whole idea of Matanam of Makiri Kuna is because it's a halacha of Matanam Muetes, because it's also lachsaboy, that doesn't make any sense, but often that at the end of the day, because it's a suffix, I'm not going to give him tachlis, I'm not going to give him anything. Because the suffix says, I don't have to give him anything, so it doesn't make any sense to say that I was maftiachim, but if it's also lachsaboy, then I'm going to give it to him, because I'm not going to give it to him. Anyway, for that, so I don't have any teretz, that maybe Tosis over there was really going with Rashi's mahalach, al kopanim. That is the two kashas on Tosis, and we said three mahalchim in Tosis. That first of all, we have the ktsois, that any time that I'm obligated to do something, that makes it muhsuk. We said that's not luchura going to take care of bailus. The second idea is Reb Shimon, there's medayik and Tosis in ksubis, that any time that there's lad gemer's das, that itself makes a kinyan. And the idea of the nasivus and the stipler, that really the only thing the Tosis means to say is that ayideh asol achsaboy, that's what takes it from the shevet kahuna to the siyum. Why? Because that's considered a kiyum of the Tovas Hana. Okay, now that I want to move on to the third mahalach. The third mahalach in Makiri Kuna is the Ritva by us. The Ritva by us. So he says that the whole idea of Makiri Kahuna is in fact Atakonas Chachamim. The really Mi'ikar Adin, it doesn't work whatsoever. Now, the Divrei Yechezkel in Siman and Ches, we've gotten, hey, so he says a very interesting Nekuda, and that is really as a follow-up to what we just got finished saying from the stipler. And that is that the stipler explained that really the Shorish of the Din Makiri Kahuna, according to Rashi and Tosfos, is because even before I gave it to him, so it's really Maman HaShevet. So really, when the Makir Kuna doesn't have to accomplish so much. Now, Zakt the Rechezka that the Ritva disagrees with that. It's a famous sheet of the Ritva. The Ritva in Kiddushin and Ches holds, the Avni Milon speaks about in Kiddushin, so that the din of Tavas Hana is that it completely is in my Rishus. That the what's it called? That the Ritva said the Lamanda Amar Tavas Hana Mammon. So what is the Mammon? What is the Bailus? The entire Mammon, the entire Shabbos of the Chavetz, that is 100% mine. So Zakt the Rechezka that if the Tavas Hana Mammon, according to the Ritva, is it's completely mine, so it seems like the Ritva completely disagrees with this concept of Mammon HaShevet. If the Ritva completely disagrees with the idea of Mammon HaShevet, then Lishitosai, so he couldn't have held that Mekiri Kuna is going to be Me'ikar Adin, and that's why Zot HaDivir Yechezko, he argues in Rashi Tezis, and he says that Makiri Kuna is only at Takanas Hacham because he doesn't believe in this Shevet Kahuna business. He believes that when the Torah tells me to give Trumas and Maisers to the Maiser, to the Kohen and Levi, it means to take my thing and give my thing to somebody else. Nevertheless, it could be that it's not considered a Mammon. Why isn't it considered a Mammon? Because of Tachlis, I have nothing to do with it, so it could be it's not considered a Mammon. But Shevet Kahuna, Zakat Devar Chizkel, the Ritva doesn't believe in. With this Hagdama, if the Ritva is really saying that this whole idea of Mekiri Kuna is really just a Takanas Hachamim, it could be that the Ritva is Lishitasai in a third thing. And that is in the Shaila of Pidyon HaBen. The Rukveger in Chelek Aleph Simen Reish Gimel, so he's Mistapik, that do we say Mekiri Kuna and Pidyon HaBen? That, Lamashal, that if in a certain family, so they always give their pidyon haben to a certain person, that, I don't know, it could be a different, if my father is not mechayev me, but lo yitzer, you would have makiri kuna, that I always give my matanas to a certain kohen, and then I have a firstborn boy, that can I really give the money to somebody else? Or do we say that no, the makiri kuna was zeicha me'elov? So the maskanas rikveger is that we do not say Makiri Kuna by Pidyon HaBen. Why? Because the only time that we say Makiri Kuna is only when you have something Be'en. When you have something Be'en, so it makes sense to say that he's Zoicha in the Be'en. But by Pidyon HaBen, because it's only a Chuv, because it's not something Be'en, because it's only a Chuv, there's nothing Be'en, so there's no way for the Makiri Kuna to be Zoicha. So the Achronim are Matzayin that in the Ritva and Kiddushin Chavtez, so is Mashma, not like that. In the Ritva and Kiddushin Chavtez, it's Mashma, that we say Makiri Kuna afilu by Pidyon HaBen. And the shayla is that why did the Ritva disagree with the svara of Rukveger? The Rukveger is l'chora saying a good svara. That it only makes sense to say that makiri kona are zeiche if you have a chevet to be zeiche on a chayiv, which is just an abstract concept. So that's not doesn't make so much sense. But once we said the Ritva is holds the takanas chachamim, so it's not so shver. If the whole idea of makiri kona is a takanas chachamim, that the maaseh because he's your friend and he's used to it, so it's not nice to make him disappointed, so it doesn't make so much sense. It doesn't make a difference what the lambda is, even if it's something not be'en, it makes sense that the Ritva is going to say Makiri Kuna by Pidyon HaBen Akopanim. So that's the third Shita. The fourth Shita can be found in the Rashbam in Bava Basra Kaf Chav Gimel, the same place as Tosfos. The Rashbam says a problematic thing. The Rashbam says that how does it work Makiri Kuna? It says that because I'm your friend, so it's zikaloi zikoi gomer. So it says that the bailam is mezake to the kohen a zikoi gomer. So what does that mean exactly? So the Rashash says that it doesn't mean that he does a kinyan. It means that he's mezake belev. But what does that mean? How can I be mezake it that a zikoi gomer myself? And I want to strengthen the question by saying that let's take a look at Shmuel. Shmuel says he doesn't want to come on to makiri kuna, and therefore what he says he's mezake ayidei acher. Now, Reb Chaim Eizer, in Achiezer, Chelek Gimel, Simen Mem Gimel, so he wants to try to understand Shmuel. Then why does Shmuel say, B'zoicha Ayidei Acher? Why can't he be Zoicha yourself? So he says that Bishlam Alamanda Amar Tavas Hanam Mammon, so it's considered that it's your chevetz. So I can't be Zoicha my own chevetz for somebody else. Zechia needs to be that from somebody outside is Zoicha from my thing for somebody else. But factor Reb Chaim Eizer, the Manda Amar Tavas Hanam ain't a Mammon, so it's not mine. It's not mine, and I don't have bailus on it. So why can't I be the one who's mezakeh for the kain? So zakt Reb Chaim Eizer, so we see from here an important yesod, that even the man do amar tayves hana ain't a mammon, but nevertheless, the Torah makes me a makne. that even though it's not considered something which has shavius, but nevertheless it's coming from my bailos and I'm being makne it to the kohen. And therefore, says Rav Chaim Meiser, that Shmuel has to say that bezoich ayadei acherim, but to do it myself I can't do because it's considered in my bailos. This is something that we're going to come back to in a moment, but for the meantime, I just want to just say that this is tamua. How can the Rashbam say against Reb Chaim Meiser? The Reb Chaim Meiser says that we see very clearly in Shmuel that there's no such thing as being mazaki yourself. The only way to be mazaki is only ayidei acherim. So why did the Rashbam say that every makir kuna is working al yidei mazaka ba'atzmon? So I think that there's a very simple answer, and that is that what's special about makir kuna is, meaning that the Rashbam only says this by makir kuna, because the person to which I wanted to be mazakeh came bevas achas with the chayvas trumas ha-maisers. Meaning to say that what does Reb Chaim Meiser say? Reb Chaim Meiser says that the Torah makes me a makne, and because I'm a makne, so therefore it's mine, and because it's mine, I can't be mazakeh for somebody else. Now, at which moment do I become a makne? At that moment that I'm a chuyav in trumas ha-maisers, at that moment the Torah gives me the koyach of being a makne. Now, what would be if at that very moment, so instead of taking the koyach of makne, I want to use my koyach of makne. I want to use my koyaches to be zoyche for somebody else. So if I would do such a thing, I would never become mine. That I'm not taking something which is mine. I'm taking something which is coming from nowhere and it's dropping down from outer space. This new, brand new choyvas trumas ha-maisres. And from the very offset, before it enters my rishus, so I'm taking it into my friend, the Kohen's Rishus. So that is why the Rashbam doesn't have a problem with Makri Kuna. I can be Mizaka, Azika Gamer, Be'atzmi. Why? Because from the very offset, from the Choyvas, Trumas HaMaisus, I'm able to be Mizaka because I didn't yet become the Makne, which Reb Chaim Meiser boys from Shmuel. Akalpanim, so these are the four Mahalachim we have, how to understand the din of Makri Kuna. That first of all, we have Shitas Rashi because it's because of Hesach Hadas. Second of all, we have Shitas Tosis because it's Matana Muetes. The Shitas Haritva, this is Takanas Chachamim. And the Shitas Rashbam, there's a Zikoy Gomer. Now, how does Zikoy Gomer works? So it's not really so clear. It could be that he really means like Rav Elchanan's Pshat and Tosis. It could be that he means Kinei Chotzer. That it's not very clear. Akalpanim, I want to move on right now to this idea that we just brought in from Reb Chaim Meiser. The Reb Chaim Meiser is being Medaik in Shmuel. The why did Shmuel say that mezaka ayidei acherim? Why didn't he want to be mezaka ayidei atzmoi? And to which he answers that we see from here that even the man da amar toivas hana ena mamon, but nevertheless the Torah makes me a makne, and because I'm a makne, so therefore it's considered mine. That the stipler in Simcha Chavalef Bayas, so he says the same aside. And I want to stel for a moment on the fact that this teretz is not muskum and it's not muchach. That, first of all, it's not muskum, because if you look at the Mordechai in Bava Metzia, in the first parak, Ois Reish Mem Aleph, so he brings from the Maharam Rutenberg, that Maharam Rutenberg says very clearly that Lamanda Omer Tovas Hana Ein Mamon, you're not a Makne. He's over there. He's discussing that there's a difference between something that somebody is koina from himself, a Metzia, and something that he's koina with Das Acheres Makne. And he says that Lamanda Amar Tavis Hana Aina Maman, so something that the Kohen gets is considered a Metziah. It's not considered that there was any Das Acheres Makne. So Akarchoch, that Reb Chaim Meiser is not Muchach, because he's not Muskum. Now, what could be the Hesber? So the emphasis is Reb Chaim seems to say not like the Stipler and Reb Chaim Meiser. The Reb Chaim can be found in Hilchos Erchin. In Hilchos Erchin, so Reb Chaim discusses Tavis Hana Aina Maman. And Reb Chaim says that Lamanda Amar Tavis Hana Aina Maman, so it's not that I'm a Makne, but because the Torah gives me a mitzvah Nesina, so we can learn out from the mitzvah Nesina that I'm Epis of Bailin. That's his Lashon. He doesn't say that I'm Makne, it could be that I'm really not a Makne, but because there's a mitzvah Nesina, so the Torah makes me a Bailin. So it seems to be a machlokes here between Reb Chaim and Reb Chaim Meiser, that what is the gather of Tavis Hana Aina Maman? That Lamanda Amar Tavis Hana Aina Maman, is it just that I'm Epis Abaylim, which has a Mitzvah Nesina, or am I in fact, I'm being Makne, I'm giving it from my Rishus to his Rishus? So the emes is that this is a mamish, a very, very deep Shaila, and it's really a Machlekes Rishonim. That Lamaise, Maisa, if you look at Reb Chaim Oizer over there, so he's borrowing his shita from the shita's Harambam, and the emphasis is that the Rambam, he has a shita miyuchedes in this idea of Tavis Hana Enimaman. That the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, in Parakeh, so he paskins the Tavis Hana Enimaman, and the Achroinim, so they ask two big kashas on the shita's Harambam. One is from Hilchos Chametz, and one is from Hilchos Nedar. In Hilchos Chametz, so the Gemara in Pesachim Memvav, so it says that there's a question if I'm over Bal Yeraya on the Chala, which is Matnas Kahuna, of Chametz. Meaning that if I have Chala that's about to become Chametz, so am I over or not? And the Gemara says that it's totally in the Machlekes if Tavis Hana is Maman or not. So the Rambam, you would have said that because the Rambam passed in Tavis Hana in a Maman, so you would have said that you're not over. However, the Rambam doesn't say that. In Chometz Amatzim, Paragimel Halachates, the Rambam paskins that you're over and Matnas Kuhuna by the Isra of Ba'ira. The second stira is from the halacha of that a Madar, a Kohen Velevi, that if a Madar, a Kohen Velevi, so from getting Hana from me, so am I allowed to give him Matanas? So the Gemara says in Nedarim, Daf Pedal and Bez, that it depends if Tavis Hana is Mamun or not. And therefore, we would have thought that because the Rambam paskins Tavis Hana in a moment, so he should have paskined that if I'm Madar, a Kohen, a Levi, I'm allowed to give him Matanas Kohono. And nevertheless, the Rambam says in Perek Zayin, in the Dorim, in Perek Zayin, Halachid Aleph, he says that you're not allowed to. So what could be the Pshat in the Rambam? So the emes is that I found a very, very interesting thing, and that is that there seems to be a machlekes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, how to understand the man de Amar Tovas Hana in a moment. That the Maaseh is Yerushalmi in three places. The Yerushalmi is in Demai Perek Vav, in Kiddushin Perek Beis, and in Darim Perek Yud Aleph. That there's a machlekes over there between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, that if Tovas Hana is Maman or not. So what's the svara of Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan says very simple. The pasuk says Ish es Kadoshav Loi Yihya, that a person, so his matonas, so it should be his. So what does it mean, his? It means that Tavis Hana is Maman. That is the very simple understanding of Tavis Hana Maman. So the Gemara says, hey, that's a good point. So what's Rabbi Yosef Rechanina going to do? So the Gemara says, no, you know what it means? It means lo yeh, that l'sita, l'misha yetzah, that when it says lo yeh, it doesn't mean that it's really his, it doesn't mean that it's Maman. It means that it's lo yeh, l'gabe this, that you can give it to whoever you want. That is what the Yerushalmi says, that even l'manda amar Tavis Hana eino Maman, but it means that it's lo yeh, l'gabe this, that you can give it to whoever you want. What does that sound like? It sounds like that even the man da amar tayvas not ain't a mom, but nevertheless, it's a gevisera bailus. That meaning to say, it sounds more like Reb Chaim Meiser that you're in fact a machne. Now, that I want to be magish that this is really the pashtas apasuk. That if you look in Rashi and the Rabban al Torah, so the mafarish said that that's the very simple explanation that the pasuk is really coming to say that it's yours, that it's a bailus legabe to give it to whoever you want. Now, if you look at the Bavli. So the Bavli never says this. The Bavli says lots of different things. The Bavli says in Bava Kamo, Dav Kuftes Mabez, that we learn out from there, that the Oireis Kochim belongs to the Bailin. It says another drasha, that if a Kohen is Makriv a Karbon, so even if it's not his Mishmeres, so he nevertheless gets the Basar. In Erchin Dav Lama Gimel, it brings a different drasha from this, that about the person is Mafresh Gezel Hager, that his Yerushim can... Anyway, whatever it is, the Bavli has lots of different drashas from this pasuk, and it never says the Pashup Shat, that, like the Yerushalmi says, that Ish es Kadoshev Lo Yeh, is Losito L'mishi Yerzeh. So what does that tell us? That tells us that there's a machlekes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, how to understand Tavis Hana Ein Amaman. That the Yerushalmi holds that Leman Da Amar Tavis Hana Ein Amaman, but nevertheless you're a Makne. However, the Bavli disagrees with this. The Bavli holds that the Pasuk of Isus Kadosh of Lo Yiyah is not teaching us Bailus. It's not speaking about Tavis Hana, it's speaking about anything else. But it's not speaking about Tavis Hana. And why? Because Tavis Hana is not Lo Yiyah. Tavis Hana is not Bailus, is not Bailus whatsoever. It's like Reb Chaim, that it's just a limud from the Mitzvahs Nesina. And that's why the Bavli in two places says that Leman Da'amar Tavis Hana Ein Amaman, so you're not Oyver and Bal Yirah, and it's not considered Mutar Hana, and the Yerushalmi is arguing, and that's why the Bambam passings like this. So that is really the shorish of the machlekes here. In why did Shmuel say Zoicha Ayde Achirim? Why couldn't he be Zoicha Ayde Atzmai Lemanda Amar Tavis Hana Ein Amaman? And so we said that Reb Chaim Oizer wants to buy, because we see that you're a machne, but we see it from the Maharami Rotenberg that says clearly that you're not a machne. So what's the answer? It's really a machlekes rishonim, that Maharami Rotenberg is going like the Shitas HaBavli. According to the Shitas HaBavli, you're really not a machne. So why can't you be Zoicha Ayde yourself? Not because you're a machne, just because the Mitzvahs Nesina makes you epis abayder. However, like the Yerushalmi, so we learn out of the pasuk lo yeh that your mamish amachne, and that is the shita as harambam, and that is like the shita of Reb Chaim Eizer and the Stipler. Okay, the next thing I want to speak about is another machlekes between the Bavli and the Shami, in how to learn Rav when he says when Rav says makiri kuna. So he's coming to explain the Mishnah, right? And what's the Mishnah speaking about? The Mishnah is speaking about three different cases: hamava mois es hakoyin, ves halevi, ve es haani. Right? There's also the ani here. So seemingly, when Rav says that we're speaking about makiri kuna, so he seems to be coming to explain also the case of matnos aniyim. So if you look in the Yerushalmi over here, so it brings Rav's answer and it says, wait a second, v'chi yesh makir la'ani? Does an ani have a makir? Is there such a thing as makiri aniyim? So, and that's why the Gemara falls off of Rav's answer. So the Bavli, it clearly does not hold of that. And the question is, what is the machlekes over here between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi? So the truth is that there's a machlekes how to understand the Yerushalmi. What does the Yerushalmi mean when it says v'chi yesh makir la'ani? That the Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Meiser Perek Zayin Halacha Zayin, so he says that there's a difference between Matnos Kahuna and Matnos Aniyim, that in Matnos Kahuna, so I have Toivas Hana, and in Matnos Aniyim, I don't have Toivas Hana. So because the Koyach of Makiri Kahuna is only because I have Toivas Hana, so it only makes sense by Ezach that I have Toivas Hana, by Matnos Aniyim, so I don't have Toivas Hana. So if that's the case, so how is the Bavli going to answer that? Zakta Mishnah Melech, that because there's really two kinds of Matnas Aniyim. That there is Matnas Aniyim, there's Maisa Ani, there's Mischalik Bebayis, and Maisa Ani, which is Mischalik Bebayis, so I do have Tavis Ana. So that is how the Bavli is going to answer the Yerushalmi. So the Chasam Sefer, he's not so tzufriden with this. The Chasam Sefer is in Shuva, in Yeradeh, Chalik Beis, Simen Reish Lam and Zayin. He says, you know, it's not such a Goinish Teretz. You know, the Yerushalmi could have also thought that we're speaking about that Meister Ani Shem Mischalik Bebayis, and it can't be that the Yerushalmi didn't think of that, and it was pushed to him that there's no such thing as a Meister Ani that has Tevis Hana. So that tells us that we have to look for a better answer. And if you look in the Pri Yitzchak, so we can find a different answer. The Pri Yitzchak, Simen Memtes, so he says as follows. He says that what does the Yerushalmi mean when it says V'chi Yesh Mecha La'ani? What it means is that the idea of Makiri Kuna, so we spoke out from the stipler before, is really based on the fact that really he was also a shutuf before he started. That really even before the Makiri Kuna, it was Maman Hashevet. And because it was Maman Hashevet, so I'm not really giving it to him, I'm just being Misayim it to him, I'm just being Miyachid it to him. And because I'm just being Miyachid it to him, so that Makiri Kuna is able to work. Now, Zok the Pri Yitzchak, so it could be that by Matnas Aniyim, it's not like that. But my Matnas Aniyim, that there's no such thing as the Shevet Aniyim, that they're all Shotvim, but rather what? But rather it's Hefker, it's completely ownerless, and therefore that the Makiri Kuna, even though I do have Tavis Anah, but I'm not just being Messiah, I have to give him actual Bailus. The Bailus, he didn't have any Bailus before the Makiri Kuna came along, and therefore the Makiri Kuna has to give him Bailus, and that's why Makiri Kuna can't work. Now, so this question is how to look at Matnas Aniyim. Is Matnas Aniyim Mamon Aniyim, or is it Hefker Aniyim? So this is a very big shaila that Rav Chanan in Kavi Shorim Chelik Beis Simen Yud Zayin. So he's Chaker this Chakira, and he brings that it seems like it's a Machlekes the Bavli in the Yerushalmi. That Yerushalmi in Peya Perek Vav. So over there, there's a Machlekes between Beis Hillel and Shammai. What is the halacha? Hefker la Aniyim. Is Hefker la Aniyim is a Hefker or not? If I want to make Hefker, but I don't say it's for everybody, I specify I only want it to be Hefker for some people. That some people can't take it, other people can't take it. So Beis Hillel says that it's not good. Why is it not good? Because Hefker is learned out from Shemitah. That Shemitah is Bein La'aniyim, Bein La'ashirim, it's to everybody. So we learn out Hefker from Shemitah. And Beis Shammai says that it is good. Why is it good? Because we learn out from Matnas Aniyim. That just like by Matnas Aniyim, we see that I can be Mafkir something and it's only to the Aniyim. So too, by every time that I want to be Mafkir to a specific community, so I can also make such a thing. So says the Rav Chanan that if you look at Beis Shammai, that even though we don't pass like Beis Shammai, but we see it was pushed to Beis Shammai that the idea of giving to Matnas Aniyim is something that I'm being Mafkir. So we see that when Matnas Aniyim is not the Bailus, it's not Maman Aniyim, but rather it's Hefker Aniyim. Whereas Rav Chanan says, if you look in the Bavli in Eilu Metzias, in Bavli Metzias Daf Chaf Aleph, so the Gemara over there speaks about Yush and the different kites and the different Matnas Aniyim. that Ad Yochanan Mushes, that we see that there's such a thing as Yirush. Yirush only makes sense on something that I had Bailus on. If it's not mine, I can't be Miyayish. So from the fact that the Bavli is speaking about Yirush on the Matnas Aniyim, so we see that it's actually Mammon Aniyim. The same thing I heard from Rabbi Fosh Levitz that we can see in the Bavli in Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed. In Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed, so the Gemara is discussing the Shaila of Mazik Matnos Kohuna. If a person who is Mazik Matnos Kohuna, so if he's obligated or not, so the Gemara comes out that you're not because it's Mamash Enel Toivim. But in the context of the discussion, if a person is obligated to restore to the Kohanim, the Kohanim, the Mamad that I took from them, so it brings a Raya from Matnos Aniyim. The Gemara shells to Matnos Aniyim to Matnos Kohuna, even though, according to the Yerushalmi, that Matnos Aniyim doesn't belong to the Aniyim, so because it's only Hefker, there's no makom in the world to say that I have to refund them for the money that I took from them. So Rabbi Chanan himself, so he has a horror that, you know, before any Gemaras were written, so we had Mishnayos, and the Mishnah says in Peah in two places that there is a concept of Gezel Aniyim, that a person that doesn't give Matnos Aniyim, so it's considered that he's Gezel Aniyim. If in two places, in Perek Hay, Mishnah Vav, and in Perek Zion, Mishnah Gimel. So this bothers him, that according to the Yerushalmi, that it's only Hefker Aniyim, it's not Mammon Aniyim, so how does it make sense for the Mishnah to use this Lashon of Gezel Aniyim? So he wants to say that maybe it's Lav Dafka, but I think if you look at the Mishnah, so I really don't understand what's bothering him, because the Mishnah says that if Harizig also has aniyim, v'alzeh namar that al tasig gvul oilim, that it brings a special pasuk that is called hasagas gvul. You're taking the gvul of the aniyim. So why does the Mishnah have to bring in the special pasuk? It should say Harizig also aniyim. Period. That it goes aniyim because gezel. It says you're not allowed to steal. So from the fact that the Mishnah has to come out to this pasuk in Nach al tasig gvul oilim, from this it sounds like it's coming to say a new din, a mechudesh din, not the regular gezel that we usually speak about. It just means that at the end of the day the anim aren't going to get as much. I'll call upon him. So that's how I think the Yerushalmi is going to understand the Mishnah. But I'll call upon him. So we learned that there's a machlekes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. What is the getter of Matnos Aniyim? Is Matnos Aniyim Hefker Aniyim? Or is it Mammon Aniyim? And the Bavli and the Yerushalmi are Lishitosam, like the Pri Yitzchak is Masbir, by us. And that is why that the Bavli, because the Bavli holds that it's Mammon Aniyim, so it passes to say Makire Kahuna by Aniyim as well. Whereas, according to the Yerushalmi, that it's only Hefker, so there's no such thing as Makire Kahuna, because Makire Kahuna is based on the Shoresh of that it's Shevet Kahuna before I gave it to him. Okay, now I want to speak about Asigya, Machalikas Achreinim, about Yush b'chov. Is there such a thing as Yush and chov? That maybe Yush is only applicable to chafatzim. If I lost an object, I could be misyayish from it. But maybe if somebody owes me money, even if I'm misyayish from it, so there's no such thing as Yush. And the reason I want to speak about this is because the Ktzois actually brings Zariah from our sugya to the Peshet this suffix. So the place where this is discussed is in the Ktzois in Simen Kuf Samach Gimel, that the Ktzois over there brings from the Maharik in Simen Gimel, that the Maharik claims that there is such a thing as Yush and Achoyv. And the Maharik says there's really a Kal V'Chomer, that if by a Be'en, that it's something which is more material, something which I have a stronger, more concrete Bailus, so I can be Mizayish from it, so Kol Shekein Achoyv, that Melechat Chila, my entire Bailus and Achoyv, is something more abstract, less concrete, so Kal V'Chomer, that I can be Menutuk from something which is less real, if I can be Menutuk from something which is more real. So the Ktzais brings from the Chacham Tzvi, that the Chacham Tzvi disagreed with the Maharik, and the Chacham Tzvi said, Maharik, that what are you saying? You're saying there's a Kal V'Chomer from Aveda? That if you can, there's a Yush by Aveda? That let's look at Aveda itself. The Gemara tells us above Matzia Dav Chafav, that if I take something, Amanas L'Hachziroi, that I had in mind to do Hashavas Aveda, and afterwards, so he's Misyayish, so the Yush doesn't help. Why not? Because once I have a mitzvah, Hashava, so the Yush can't be chal against my mitzvah Hashava. Zokta Chacham Tzvi, that if we see that Yush doesn't work against mitzvahs, then by Prius Balchav, there's also a mitzvah. There's Prius Balchav mitzvah, and therefore it's not going to apply. So the Ktzai said that, you know, Chacham Tzvi, that I think you're making a mistake, that the reason why it doesn't help Yush against is not because it's against a mitzvah. Take a look at the Ramban over there. The Ramban Melchamus says that you know why it doesn't chal the Yush? It's not because of the mitzvah. The reason is that once I picked up the Aveda, so I became a Shemir Aveda, and I become the Yad Shemir Kiyad Bailim. Because it's Yad Shemir Kiyad Bailim, so it's as if it's the Bishus of the Bailim. If it's Bishus of the Bailim, Zakta Rambani is said that there's no such thing as Yush Bishus. That if I'm Misyayish on something which was actually in my Bishus, then it's not Chal the Yush. The only time the Yush is Chal is only on something which is outside of my Bishus, whether it's Aveda, whether it's Gzela. But something which is in my Bishus, Zakhtar Ramban, there's no such thing as Yush being Chal. And therefore, says the Ktzais, it's Mavoya in the Ramban that the only reason why it's not Chal Yush is only because it's Yush Bishus. It's not because of the mitzvah. If it wouldn't have been Yush Bishus, even though there's a mitzvah, so it's Bekoyach of the Yush is Chal even against the mitzvah. And therefore, the Ktzais agrees with the Maharik that that there is such a thing as Yush. As Yush and Chayiv, and the Ktzai says that I have a raya from Gittin Daf Lamed, that the Gemara says in Gittin Daf Lamed that there's a case of a person who lent money to a kohen and he wants to be mafrish, and says the Braisa that Nisyayishu Habailum ain't mafrish menu. Why not? Zakt Rashi was speaking about the soda from which I was going to take your Pira and Chayiv was nishtadav, it became completely unable to produce produce, and therefore I say, vayle v'chesron kis, that I have no hope of ever getting back my choiv. And because I'm misyayish, I'm a choiv, so there is no choiv, and therefore because there's no choiv, so I can no longer, even if it gets better somehow, I can no longer be mafesh shumasumaisus al cheshvan your choiv. Zok the ktzayis, we see clearly that even though there was a choiv, that I lent you money, you owe me money, and nevertheless, once I say Vaylo L'chisrim Kis, so it's Chal, the Yush, and the Choyv. Zok the Ktzayis, we have arrived from our sugya against the Chacham Tzvi, like the Maharik. So Bekitzer, the Ktzayis brings two rayas to the Maharik. First of all, from the Ramban of Metzia, that's Mavur, that if it wouldn't have been for Yush Bishus, it would have been Chal, the Yush, even against the mitzvah. And second of all, from our sugya. So first of all, from the Ramban above Metzia, so there's two haras. First of all, in Chiddush Rav Shimon Shkop, above Metzia, Simon Chav Beis, so he's mayor that it's mashma, that the only reason why the Ktzayis is saying what he's saying is because of the Shittas Ramban. But haray, we know that Toysis, in Bava Kamma, Samach Vav, so he disagrees. He says that the reason why, if you're Noitel, Amanas Lahachzer, so it's not Chav Yish, is not because of Yish Bishus, but rather it's because of the Mitzvah Hashava, and therefore that what the Ktzai says is at least going to be totally in the Machalkes Yishayim. It's not Davar Muskum that is going to be Chav Yish B'Kai Gavna. Second of all, the Beis Ephraim in Chesha Mishpat Simon and Beis, so he says, I don't understand what the Ktzai wants B'chla from the Ramban. What does the Ramban say? That if it wouldn't have been for Yish Bishus, so you would have been Koine the Chayfetz. But the Ramban never says that there's such a thing as Yush and Achayv. That Avada, even after you would have been calling the Chayvitz, but Avada, you're still obligated to give the Demei HaChayvitz to the person who lost it. That just because we see from there that there's Yush and the Chayvitz, but you can't buy from there that there would be Yush and Achayv. So the Beis Ephraim, he's disagreeing with the Kavachomer of the Maharik. So that's something that they're going to get back to. Now, what about the second raya? What about the second raya? The raya from our Gemara. So I told you that the Chacham Tzvi, so his nekuda, the reason why the Chacham Tzvi thinks that there can't be Yush on the Choyv, he's madgish the nekuda of the mitzvah, of Priyas Baal Choyv mitzvah. But the emes is in other Achayinim, so they say with a little bit of a different nusach, the Nesivas over there, in Kuf Samach Gimel, so he's madgish, it's not the nekuda so much of the mitzvah, but rather on a shibud haguf. And a shibud haguf, it doesn't make sense to have Yush. And the reason is because if you look at the beginning of Rav Shimon in Shar Hei, so he speaks about that there's different kinds of mitzvahs, that there's some mitzvahs which are mitzvahs, like a Shavas Aveda, and there's other mitzvahs which, it's a mitzvah which is really dependent on the mamnas. So you really can't boy something that because it's a mitzvah over here, so therefore the mamnas is going to be dependent on the mitzvah, it makes more sense to say the opposite, that first we'll decide about the mamnas, and only afterwards we'll decide about the mitzvah. So the Nesivas, so he's madgish the nekuda of shibud haguf. And Remeir Simcha also, Remeir Simcha is in Mechira Perek Vav, Halach Yud Beis, that the nekuda is, the reason why it can't be Chal Yirsh HaRachayv is because of the shibud haguf. And therefore, says Remeir Simcha, that is the answer to our Gemara. Because what was the case in our Gemara? Our Gemara was speaking about the case that there is no shibud haguf. Why? That I lent him money and I said, you yourself, I'm never going to see your face again. I'm never going to ask you for money. The only place that I'm going to be goyva your chayv from is only from this sada, is only from the tefillah which is going to grow, that theoretically you should have been zoyche. In other words, this is like an apotekim aforish, and there is no shibud haguf over here, and because there is no shibud haguf over here, so therefore there is no svara to say that there's not going to be chal yush, because the only svara of not being yush b'chayv is only when there's a shibud haguf, and by us, there is no shibud haguf. This is the teretz of Rav Meir Simcha. This teretz can also be found that if you look in the Pnei Yeshua, so he discusses this Yirish Bechoyf, so at the bottom of the Pnei Yeshua, so there's Hagoyis from the Baruch Tam, and the Baruch Tam, he basically says the same teretz, that B'makom, that there's no Shibud Haguf, which is the case in our Gemara, so then there's no Shailo Bechlal, Avada, there could be Yirish Anachoyf. Now, what I want to try to understand is that, bottom line, so we have a Machlekes here, we have the Ksais and the Maharik, that they say that there is Yirish Bechoyf, and we have the Nesivis and Rav Meir Simcha, and Chacham Tzvi, that they say that there is no Yirish Bechoyf. And we saw that really the Nekudas Hashayla is really, bottom line, is that is there a Sfara on a Shibud Haguf that there should be Yirish or not? That on the one hand, so the Chacham Tzvi Udeime, they say that on a Shibud Haguf, so it's something which is so part of the person that is not Shayach to be Misyayashan. And on the other hand, so we have the Maharik that says that it's so not a part of me, that it's such an abstract thing that it's barely, I have any bailus, so kavu chomer, that I could be menutuk from it. So in what could this be dependent? So I think that this shayla is really dependent on a very, very yisoidistic shayla in how to look at every choyv. That this is something that Rav Chaim Shmulevitz used to speak about, that there's a shayla, how to look at every choyv. That on the one hand, we could say that when I lend somebody money, so I have that I have a schus gviya. That what do I have? I don't have money, the money I gave to him. But what do I have? I have the right to be toveya. That is what is uchayv. So what does he have? He has an obligation to pay. That's what he has. So the other mahalach that Rav Chaim Shmulevitz would explain is that one could explain that the chayv is not just a schus tfiyah, but rather I have something by the loive, meaning that once I gave him the money, so then that even though he used the money, but I have something abstract, something in the air, that he called it a mamayni gabach, that my money is by you. That I have a mamayni gabach. A chayv is a mamayni gabach. That is what a chayv is. It's not just a schus gvia, that it's completely your money, and I'm being goyve your money, but rather, I have a mamayni gabach. So those are the two mahalchim, how to understand a chayv. Is a chayv a mamayni gabach, that I own something abstract by you? Or, no, it's not yours at all. What do I have? I have a schus gvia. So I believe that this machlokes between the Ksais and the Sivis is really dependent on this, that do we look as a chayv, as something which is less a part of me than a real chayvetz? Why is that? Because what's a chayv? A chayv is a mamayni gabach. Or do we say that no, the opposite, that a chayv is something which is more part of me, and therefore I can't be miayish. Why? Because a chayv is a schus gvia. So these two tzadim, and how to understand a chayv, is really dependent on if it makes sense to have yush on a shibud haguf. Al kopanim, at the end of the day, it's really not going to get to our sugya, because in our sugya we're speaking about that there is no shibud haguf, and that is why, by us, l'kuli yama, if it's nishtad of the things, nisyashu habaylim, so it's chal the yush, because over here it's only in a potiki, there is no shibud haguf.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.